the Parents Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM.
Neave Solicitors are proud to sponsor the Parents Show. The friendly team at Neave includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit neavesolicitors.co.uk. Neave Solicitors, your complete legal solution.
Welcome to The Parents Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. I'm Lydia Elcourie.
And I'm Cathy Weston. A very warm welcome tonight to The Parents Show.
And thank you for joining us. Now, tonight's show is all about buying stuff. It's about it's about shopping and what to get your kids so that you're the best equipped. Not necessarily that you've paid the largest amount of money, but that you have the essentials for your baby. So later on the show, we will be talking to the communications director of the Baby Expo that's happening in Milton Keynes next weekend, and we will be giving away some tickets to the Baby Expo. So if you want to hear about all about that, they'll have various star guests joining them next weekend and various prizes.
That's right. So the expo in Milton Keynes is one way of informing yourself about all the different, I mean, even since we had babies, the equipment has completely changed. And there's such an array of things on offer. It's all going to be in the Milton Keynes Baby Expo. But and also another way of informing yourself is by reading the current literature on baby equipment and what to buy. And thankfully, someone out there has done the work for us. And it's Liat Joshi, who's a freelance journalist, mum and author, who's written What to Buy for Your Baby. So Liat is going to be joining us in a few minutes. And she's done all the hard work, Lydia. She's tried and tested, apparently, thousands of products.
Great.
And she's going to be let's take the shortcut and ask Liat what's best to buy.
Brilliant stuff. And if you would like to recommend your best baby buy, we've been getting messages in on our Facebook account all week, basically telling us what everybody thinks is their best buy. So we'd love to know. Get on Facebook, look for Radio Verulam's The Parents Show. We'd love to hear from you. Send us in a message or tweet us, send us a message on Twitter, send us a text or read in a space and your message to 07903 100 100. Do it by phone, 01727 839 926, and we'd love to hear what your suggestions, your thoughts are. You can come live on air if you like, or just drop us a message, whatever suits you best. So keep tuned in for the evening. There's some really great advice and great songs to play as well.
Radio Verulam, serving West Hearts.
And welcome back to The Parents Show. I'm Cathy Weston. Tonight we are talking about choosing equipment for our babies. We've all had these discussions with husbands and friends, and it just goes on and on. I think when you first have a baby, you keep asking, what should I buy? What's the best thing to buy? And we spend ages looking at prams and bottles
buying the pram, that's the biggest ordeal, isn't
it? The thing is, we're all opinionated about it now because we've all been through the process. But for plenty of people, I think that, you know, they're in that. They're wondering what to buy. What's best value for money? What works? What's safe? And what's reasonable? So joining us to help us resolve all these queries is Liat Joshi. Are you there, Liat?
I am. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening, Liat.
It's a pleasure.
Now, Liat, you have written the book, What to Buy for Your Baby. So apparently you have done the research on thousands of products.
That's right, yeah. Basically, I had the idea for this book when I was pregnant, 8 years ago now. And I was pretty overwhelmed by the amount of stuff out there on the market.
Yep.
And I met a lady called Caroline Cosgrove, who runs a sort of nursery advisory service, a bit like a personal shopping service for mums-to-be. And I thought, gosh, you know, not everyone can do this, because she's based in London. But it was a sort of solution that I wanted to bring to everybody. So basically, the world had changed, and the world of baby products had changed. And basically, I felt quite bombarded by the amount of information on all the products out there, and the number of products were growing and growing, and you know, there are even more now.
Yes, indeed.
And what I really wanted to do was provide mums and dads-to-be with a book which cuts through all that confusion, because you can sit there and you can Google away, and there are thousands of reviews of baby products on the internet, and they all say quite different things.
So and obviously, Leah,
you're saying different things as well about what you do and you don't need.
You would have gone through a range of different products, but broadly, what were the sort of categories that you covered in the book?
Well, we organised the book by the sort of roles of different products. So we have a clothing chapter, a changing chapter, bathing, feeding, sleeping, pushchairs, which are, you know, as you guys have already suggested, is probably the single biggest purchase parents to be make, and that's in terms of money, but also the amount of time people invest researching which one to buy, and car seats, toys, and travel products.
So go on, give it. I want to answer. I want the buggy question answered because I've got a strong view on that. What would you recommend for a first time parent buying a pram?
Well, if you want sort of overall things to think about, and I can move on to specific products if you want to know about that. But I would say don't just think about the first few months. It's a really common mistake new parents make. Loads of us make this mistake. It's nothing, you know, it's easily done. But you go out and you buy a great big cosseting, hugely comfortable but huge pram, which costs quite a lot.
Are you talking about one of those beautiful silver cross prams for the baby?
Not the old-fashioned silver cross prams, particularly. But there are a lot of quite big models on the market. I'm not going to name names, but you know, some of the travel system prams that cost sort of £600, £700, £800, they can be absolutely brilliant for the first few months. And I'm not saying don't buy them at all. But the problem is, you get to about 7, 8, or 9 months, your baby doesn't need the fancy carry cot anymore.
That's
and you
right.
think, oh, I'd quite like to get a buggy like a McLaren.
Yeah, and everybody ends up buying the McLaren
exactly.
as well then, don't they?
That's
so
right. The second
is,
and third baby ends up shoved in the...
In the McLaren from day one, as long as it's got a lie-flat seat. I mean, that's a really important thing to remember, that if you do get a lighter weight buggy from birth instead of a proper big chariot of a carry cot pram, it needs to have a seat which reclines flat or nearly flat. It's fine if it's one of the ones that's got a harness that goes across your baby. It's not quite as comfortable as a carry cot, but for a few months it's not the end of the world, but it can't be too upright. That's not going to be comfortable for your baby, and it's not the ideal position for their spine development.
And also, Leah, a few months ago we had Suzanne Zedek on our show, who's an early years expert, and she was saying she did the original research with Gracco about prams facing forward, so children could become much more articulate and learn to speak and communicate with their through looking at their mother face to face.
I mean, you know, I know a lot of new parents prioritise a pram which they can have that has a reversible seat, so they can choose for their baby to face them. And a carry cot pram will let you communicate a little bit better with your baby, because it will be, the carry cot will let your baby face you. You can talk to them as you walk.
Yeah.
But you know, personally, I know it's, you know, sometimes there are compromises to be made, and I don't think anyone should feel too guilty if they put their baby straight into a McLaren style buggy. You know, you can still chat to them, and you can make up for it in other ways, I think.
Yeah. So what about sleeping, cots and the like?
Yeah. Well, one thing that some parents don't realise with their first baby is that it's perfectly okay to put a newborn straight into a cot. It's safe to do that. So you don't have to get a Moses basket or a carry cot, because you can use your pram carry cot usually for overnight sleeping in the house too, or a crib is the other option. So you don't have to get one of those, but a lot of parents do find them useful, and reasons are that specifically Moses baskets are very portable. So if you want to keep the baby with you around the house as they nap through the day, you can just pick up the Moses basket and pop them in it in the living room or whatever.
They are very handy, really.
They are. And they're reasonably priced, aren't they, Leah?
They are, and there's one out there, am I allowed to name?
Sure, by all means,
go ahead.
basically, there is a wonderful John Lewis Moses basket, which is around £30,
£35. We got it.
Does the job. It looks perfectly pleasant.
Yeah.
Pretty good quality. It's all you need.
And it's a kind of nice wattle one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And you can wash all the inside.
You can borrow a Moses basket. But I would say, ideally, you should get a new mattress for any baby bed for each baby.
For some reason, babies seem to make a huge dent with their head in a Moses basket mattress.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to be reusable, do they?
No, I think more than that, though, there's some research which suggests that used baby mattresses are associated with cot death. So I don't think it's entirely clear why that is the case, but we always recommend that you get a new mattress for each baby. And I think it's better to be safe than sorry. And the other, I think that's quite an interesting issue, because I think more and more mums, you know, given the economy, are looking at ways to save money. And there are loads of baby products that you can buy safely secondhand. But the two things I would say not to buy secondhand are, one, baby mattresses, for the reasons I've just given. Mm. And you can find more information about that on the SIDS.org website. And the other is car seats.
Why the car seats, Leah? That's one my husband poo-pooed when I said, no, we've got to buy a brand new one. He went, that one's working. We've got a second child. We're not buying a new one. You know, why?
The single biggest reason is because if you buy a car seat secondhand, so I'm not talking about handing down one to your second child, because I don't, that's not as bad at all. But if you buy one secondhand, if you go to a car boot sale or even a nearly new sale, like one of the NCT nearly new sales, which is brilliant, or on eBay, you don't know whether it's been in an accident. And an accident can cause damage to a car seat, which you can't even necessarily see, and that can compromise its safety in an accident, in a future accident. The other thing is, obviously, you might not get the instructions if you bought it on eBay, and, you know, you need to fit car seat properly for it to be effective. So it sounds a bit cautious, but I would say with those two things, because the risks are a bit high, buy new. I don't think it's information that's being peddled by baby products manufacturers to sell more stuff. I really don't. I think it's, you know, I think it's worth investing a few pence. And you can get a new Group Zero Plus, i.e. newborn car seat, from around £50.
Great. Well, that's £50, really. But then I do you have the highest specification in terms of safety amount you're spending?
No, frankly, you don't. But, you know, it's still better than buying a second-hand one.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, there are certain products that I think are worth, you know, investing as much as you can in, and I think car seats are one of those within reason.
I'm with you 100% on that, Leah. And, I mean, I'm a big fan of kiddie car seats.
Actually, the one that's £50 is the Kiddie Nest. They're a really, really good company.
So they make baby ones as well. I thought they only made the ones from, as soon as it, that's excellent. Yeah. I mean, that's, both my kids have it, and the older kiddie one is apparently, I mean, they say it's going to last till 12, I think, or something like that. And it's half the price of some of the other ones on the market.
Mm. And while we're talking car seats, another thing that's a common misperception people have, with older kids, a lot of people switch them to the little booster cushions that don't have any side impact protection. They don't have a back. And actually, it's much safer to have what's called a high back booster seat, which is the ones, the Group 2-3 car seats, which they have a seat belt. The seat belt fits across them rather than a harness. But they're designed for children up to 11 or 12. And they still provide some side impact protection if you have a side-on collision in your car, whereas those booster cushions don't. And quite often, with really young children who are just into that range, so about 4, they're not even at the right height to be in a booster cushion. So I'd say proceed with caution about those. And there's actually some talk of the government or safety organisations no longer providing them with certification in a year or two.
That doesn't surprise me at all, because I think they look lethal. I often think, you see these small kids and they're just, I mean, so tenuously held in on the booster seats.
And
but the thing is,
they don't provide the same support. And frankly, I think most mums and dads have to use them occasionally if you're giving another child a lift or you're sending your child to grandma's or whatever, and it's a short journey. But for your main car seat, I would always say try and get a high back booster for older children.
And Leah, as well, people need to remember that the council actually has a car fitting service for seat. Yeah. You know, you can get advice if you're not, because apparently a lot of us haven't got our car seats fitted correctly.
Yeah,
and let's face it, I think when you're a new mum, I just found putting a child, an infant in a car seat, getting them strapped in properly was the most, I don't think I ever got it right. It was so difficult.
Yeah.
They normally start bawling when you put them in the car
exactly.
seat.
Exactly. No, it's yeah. it's a very, really, really stressful.
Very stressful.
Leah, can I jump on to another subject? Because we're getting a lot of activity and a lot of interest on Facebook about this. Slings. What's your opinion?
Ah, yes. Well, bit of a love them or hate them product, but I love them.
Yeah.
I'm a huge
Me
fan.
Too.
And there's a couple that I particularly recommend. I'll go on to that in a minute. But just generally with slings, why are they so useful? Well, you can, when you're out of the house, you can get about without a pushchair. And on occasions, that is an absolute godsend. Around the airport, if you're flying off on holiday,
definitely.
Going around the
yeah.
shops. You know, I used to go to Brent Cross with my son, and I didn't have to go up in the lift and wait with all the pushchairs. I could just, you know, walk around up the escalators. It was quite liberating.
And also for breastfeeding, they're useful,
yeah.
aren't they?
I actually find most mums don't use them for that. A few do, but I think it's sometimes slightly tricky.
Are you including the baby Bjorn range in the sling in the sling category?
Well, strictly speaking, they're structured carriers, which is slightly different. But
okay.
most people seem to use the term slings to include baby Bjorn type. So, you know, bit of a grey area there. Some people think that baby Bjorn's slings don't look so comfortable and are a bit too upright and leave a baby suspended a little bit from their dangling a little bit from their crotch. I think they're fine.
And Leah, it's not just using the slings in outside walking about or in the shopping centre. The baby Bjorn in our household was invaluable for getting an infant or a 3, 4, 5 month old to sleep walking around the house.
Yep. And also, if you've got the sort of baby that doesn't want to be put down on the baby gym and starts crying every time you do that, you can get on with things. You can
do it with
the baby and the baby Bjorn.
Nobody wants to be in that situation, but I don't think there's a single mother out there that hasn't tried it at one point or another.
Absolutely. Or, you know, it could be that most of the time they're fine going on the baby gym or sitting in their bouncy chair, but if they're a little bit ill or something like that, they just want to be cuddled.
Yeah.
It's hard to hold them all.
Leah, can I just backtrack to the prams?
Yeah.
To the pram issue. Can I just say that I think that when you're pregnant or expecting a baby, you need to learn how to put your pram up and down, because I'm not going to say which pram we had, but I honestly nearly took my finger off trying to get that pram up and down. You've got a screaming baby in your arm, in one hand, and you're trying to put the pram. And I think mobility and the ability to get the pram up and down easily into your car boot, I think you have to have compatibility, don't you, between your car and the piece of equipment you're using?
I mean, there's a couple of different points there, isn't there? There's firstly, if you're buying a pushchair pram, measure up, check it fits in your car boot.
Yep.
Absolutely crucial. The matter, you know, even if you've got quite a tiny car, there are still pushchair options out there. The Quinny Zap is a good one for really tiny cars. Another couple of quite compact pushchairs are the Britax Be Agile and the Baby Jogger City Mini. They're both good, great options, good all-rounders from newborn through to the toddler years. So that's one thing. Absolutely check it's going to fit in your car and think about your lifestyle when you're choosing one.
Good
think
advice,
about, you know,
yeah.
do you normally go around town? Are you squeezing through shop aisles? Or are you going on country walks? Do you live in a rural area, in which case you might need bigger tyres, air-filled tyres? Think about, you know, you live in a flat on the second floor. How are you going to get it up to the second floor if it's huge and heavy? Mm. So really, really consider your lifestyle. Then moving on to your point about don't wait till your baby's born to start checking out how it works. Completely agree, and that goes for quite a lot of things. You know, get your cot assembled or your crib. I guess for some people, if you feel a bit superstitious, that's a little bit of an issue.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I know.
What do you suggest? Because
you can still practice putting the pram up and down in the shop.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Test the pram in the shop before you even hand your money over. You know, check that it's easy to put up and down. There's a lot that say, oh yeah, it's easy fold, lightweight, but actually you need to go in that shop and you need to
try it out.
And even better, there are a few places which will let you push them outside or over a sort of indoor type thing.
Leah, what do you think about nappy changing bags? A big waste of money or what?
Oh, I don't know. I can see both sides of the story. You can totally manage without. You really can. But I think for a lot of new mums, it's quite a nice little treat to get a new bag and to get a purpose-designed bag.
And they are gorgeous.
And expensive in some cases.
Some of them are really nice.
But there are some beautiful designer bags now.
Beautiful. You've got the wrong person in this conversation. I had a rucksack on my back for the first year and a half.
I think rucksacks are a great way to get
you can put your shopping in as well.
Bottle on the side pocket.
Yeah,
I'm hearing you, but I did quite like a little treat myself. And it's quite a nice present for your partner to buy. You know, I think new mums deserve a treat. Maybe some might want to wait until the baby's a bit older and get a proper handbag for themselves.
I think the treat new mother should get is an iPhone. I think.
What about a night's sleep in a 5-star hotel? That would do.
God, a spa weekend. A fortnight, never mind a weekend.
Great stuff. And Leah, tell us about cups. What do you think about sippy cups and where to go with them and different kind of drinking?
Oh, receptacles. Sippy cups and toddler cups are a bit of a tricky one, because what's right for one baby doesn't necessarily work for another. And I know some mums and dads who've tried like 5.
That's
six,
right. And
seven,
they don't like any of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of a pain.
So just test it out as you go.
I haven't got an easy answer to that one. I'm sorry. It's a case of trial and error.
Not at all. One more question for you. What about soothers, dummies? What do you think?
I'm totally fine about them. I think try and get an orthodontic one.
Are they really orthodontic?
Like them. Well, they're supposed to be. I can't say for sure, but seem to be fine.
If they claim
what
it, they
I
must
don't
be.
Like, I have to say it. I'm going to make myself unpopular with some people. I don't like seeing children who can walk around and who should be walking with a dummy in their mouth.
Yeah.
I think there's an age where really it's time to at least confine it to bedtime.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so Leah, your fabulous book, which is extremely helpful to all parents at all different stages, it's a new edition, is out on Amazon today. What good timing.
It is. I feel like I'm with you for my kind of launch.
So people can just go to Amazon and just look up what to buy for your baby.
That's right. And if you are on there looking, make sure you get the newer edition. The newer edition is the one with the lovely looking blonde lady on the front, whereas the older one has lots of different products on it.
Brilliant. So that's the 2012 one.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know that it actually says 2012 on it. The old one was published in 2008.
Yeah, but it's definitely the second edition.
Because we do recommend specific products, and some of them in the old edition are a little bit out of date.
Okay, great. And Leah, if people want to find out a little bit more about you, they can actually go to your website.
Yeah, absolutely. It's leathhughesjoshi.co.uk. A little bit hard to work out how that's spelled. It's L-I-A-T, Hughes, and then Joshi is J-O-S-H-I. And also, we have a special What to Buy for Your Baby Twitter feed, which is at Baby Gear Guru.
Brilliant. We'll link up with it. We'll post them on our Facebook page tonight, and hopefully people can find the links easily then.
Great. And if any listeners want to tweet me specific questions for advice, I might be around this evening.
Great stuff.
Okay, fab, Leah.
Just say your Twitter address again one more time.
It's at Baby Gear Guru.
Baby Gear Guru.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Lovely.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us,
pleasure.
Leah.
Thanks a million.
Lovely. See you then.
Have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.
Neve Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neve's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit nevesolicitors.co.uk. Neve Solicitors, your complete legal solution.
Welcome back to The Parent Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. Now, keep sending us in your Facebook best top tips of what to buy for your baby. It's great reading and we're going to read them all out in just a little while. But before we do, we've got Suzanne Burrell on the phone, who is the Communications Director for the Baby Expo that's happening in Milton Keynes next weekend. Isn't that right? 29th, 30th. Suzanne, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you both?
Good. Well. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
It's my pleasure.
So listen, this Baby Expo is on our doorstep and you have got superstars on it. Give us a little bit of information about the experts joining you.
Oh, we've got some fabulous speakers, actually. We're very lucky because Baby Expo has been running for about 5 years and always attracts a really strong speaker lineup. And this year especially, we canvassed our previous visitors to see what elements were particularly important to them. And time again, baby sleep comes up and baby weaning and feeding. And also something for the dads. The dads, I think, can sometimes feel a bit left out, a little bit lost.
Neglected,
in the whole
indeed.
Process. Well, yes, I think they'd certainly maintain they were being neglected. But, so we're really lucky because we're sponsored by Daddy Natal and Baby Natal, who are offering some really fabulous advice and information and support for new parents. Daddy Natal, being run by Dean Beaumont, focusing on dads and what dads need. We've got Annabelle Carmel, who's got her own TV show at the moment on CITV, who's one of the UK's leading experts, the leading expert on weaning and children's nutrition and development, and has got all those lovely recipe books.
We've had her a couple of times on the Parent Show.
She's great.
Tips are invaluable.
Yes, absolutely. And we're delighted once again for, I think, the third year in a row, we've got Jo Tantum joining us, who is the UK's leading baby sleep expert. And I think Jo would probably say that she tries to take the middle ground with baby sleep, so that it's trying to encourage baby to love sleep and to get into a sensible routine, perhaps not so much of the quite intense crying and leaving them and that sort of thing, but equally not the wandering around all night with a baby in a sling, although we have all done that. You're absolutely right, listening to your earlier speech.
Suzanne, just a quick, we've had a text in just as you were talking about the age range that the Baby Expo deals with.
Yep.
So is it literally up to 3 or under? I mean,
we say preconception to preschool, really. So I would say if you're trying to get pregnant or if your kids are about to go to school, there's something for everyone. But we make it a really family-friendly event. So if you've got an older child, there'll still be stuff there for them to do. We've got face painters and we've got play zones and we've got things like lots and lots of classes like the sort of gymborees, tumble tops, music that very little ones can love. But the bigger ones can, muck in and enjoy as well. So it's more than a baby show. It's very much a family day. Because we know, as I'm sure you do, if the kids are miserable, you're not going to be able to stay for very long.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, it'll be a misery. I mean, if there's no entertainment for them at all.
Oh, my God, just
you need a big TV with Sky Sports for the dads.
And
the
mums and a bar.
No, there's Daddy Natal for the dads.
Yes, there is. There's Daddy Natal for the dads specifically. But obviously, parenting is all about coming together at this and making these sorts of decisions and these choices. And like you were just saying, actually, the shopping element, babies are incredibly expensive things. So we like to be able to offer parents a real range of different exhibitors, products you can compare and contrast, different manufacturers, and have the experts on hand so you can ask all the questions you need to know, because I think it is a very difficult time. It is a minefield, and we have all the experts hopefully there under one roof.
It's great because the name is a tiny bit misleading because it says Baby Expo when in fact it actually goes right up to well into and past toddlerdom, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And in fact, with that in mind, we have Sue Atkins, who is a parenting expert. She's been on ITV and she's a very famous published author, and she's looking at the next stage. So she's dealing with the lovely detail of toddler tantrums and what to do when they, when they get to the terrible twos and how to manage them, how to deal with separation anxiety, all that sort of thing. Because as we know, parenting, it doesn't get any easier. It just gets different, doesn't it? So I think we need to have people to address every stage.
So many of those parenting experts are going to be very, very busy and sought after during the expo.
Mostly just by me, to be honest with you. But we try and make this a really sort of interactive event. So, you can get an expert bra fitting on the day. You can get family photography and on-site, family photo shoot. And all sorts of different things going on. So, it should be a really good 2 days, actually. We're really excited about it.
And so it's on Saturday and Sunday, 29th and 30th. It's on from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, can you give us an idea of how the structure, like if you want to get the most out of it, what's a good time to come? Are the speakers all in one particular session? Are they spread out over the 2 days?
They're all day. The first, I mean, we've got sort of music and fun sessions from 10 o'clock all the way to right at the end of the day at 4 o'clock. We've got Humphrey from Humphrey's Corner doing story time. And every children's entertainment element is then sandwiched with a parenting expert. So something for everyone throughout the day. The key VIP speakers I've mentioned are on all of both days. So, for example, Joe Tantum's on Saturday and the Sunday. Sue Atkins is on two slots on the Sunday. But if you just go to the website, you can see the whole program live there. You know, and you can check out the things that you really want to see, and indeed, you know, enjoy wandering around the show. In the meantime, the Centre MK is a great venue anyway because there's so much going on there as well. So we're hoping that people will really make a weekend of it. I know some people are. They've booked hotels even in Milton Keynes for the weekend, and they're going to come for both days, which is great, and we're looking forward to welcoming them.
It's so clever having the added attraction of the parenting experts, you know, because just to get to hear one of them, but to get the opportunity to hear all of those people speak on subjects, it's invaluable.
And for free, because one of the most important things about this event is that we don't make a big charge for visitors to come in. We know how expensive it is to raise a baby, so we're very keen that mums and dads can come and shop and spend with our exhibitors, hopefully, but we make it a free experience for them.
So it's free to enter the Baby Expo altogether?
Yeah, all together. Yeah. After 10 o'clock on opening day, first hour is VIP hour, and you can come in earlier and you can get, you know, exclusive access, you get a goodie bag, you get welcome refreshments, but after 10, it's free.
That's fantastic.
Well, it's important, I think, you know, because I said it's an expensive time, so we try and make it as easy for our parents as possible.
That's brilliant, brilliant. So thank you so much for all the information, Suzanne. Any other tips? I mean, what's your top five things on exhibits that are available at the weekend?
Oh, gosh, well, there's so many different exhibitors. I think the best thing to do is probably to have a look at the website and have a look at the list. But we've got some fabulous companies from some really big names, like the John Lewis's and Huddle and Bliss and Daddy Natal and Vitabiotics, right the way through to some... What we actually adore is the smaller, innovative, bespoke, really interesting exhibitors, often mumpreneurs actually, who have bought their product to market, having been a mum themselves and thought, every mum needs one of these, and they've set it up and they've launched their own company. And we actually have an area called Innovation Alley, which focuses on all the very latest products to market. So if you really want the lowdown.
Brilliant.
The newest product.
As you know, Suzanne, we're going to be coming and we'll report back on all the things that we see and all the new
Lovely.
Products. So
well,
thank
make
you
sure
so
you come and find us and have a cupcake.
We will, after. Don't you worry.
Oh, that's sealed it now. So it's babyexpobabyshow.co.uk.
That's right.
All the information is there, free in. It'd just be crazy. It's just up the road. Anybody in West Hearts should definitely pop up and see you that weekend.
Well worth a visit.
Definitely. Thanks a million, Suzanne.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Okay,
all the
care.
Best. Cheers then. Bye-bye. Bye.
Radio Verulam, serving West Hearts.
Welcome back to The Parent Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. That's Cathy's knees creaking there. So thank you very much to Suzanne Burrell from Baby Expo in Milton Keynes. I think it's so fantastic that they've taken the price off. Obviously the exhibitors have to pay, but that the parents don't have to pay to get into it.
All you need if you're having a baby is you buy that book, go to the expo, job done. I mean, I have to say, when we had a baby, that's all we did. We went to one expo and went around all the different stalls, and that's how we chose which equipment to buy. It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, it is. It is handy, but it's so comprehensive. That's new to me now, speakers and all that kind of stuff. That's obviously the new age of expo. Right, well, we've been getting your opinions about what you think are the best buys. Now, Sally McKay said, hug a bub, a baby-wearing piece of material so I could carry my baby, no need for a pram. She's got two likes. somebody on the parents show said Baby Bjorn. There you go. Corinne Rooney, a comfortable sling or carrier can be a godsend, not just for transporting your baby, but also for calming and sleeping and getting things done. The problem is there are so many styles on the market and many of the best ones aren't in the high street stores. There's a great service available to local families, the Harpenden Sling Library, run by knowledgeable volunteers who help families to try before they buy and understand what to look for in a carrier. So that's the Harpenden Sling Library, and I actually think they're on Facebook as well if you want to find them. Desiree Gerhold, I quickly had three woven wraps by three different brands for my reflux premature baby. One to wear, one spare and one in the wash. That saved my sanity during a very intense first year. Sarah Dunham, my Yamo, Y-A-M-O, baby carrier. Much easier than fussing around with carrying car seats or pushchairs, and a great way to be able to get things done around the house. It's also great for lots of cuddles. So there you go. Thank you very much for Facebooking us with your best suggestions. We're still taking other suggestions. If you want to go to Radio Verulam's Parents Show, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we'd love to hear your suggestions because obviously other parents can read them then even when we're off air. So now it's time for that. It's that time of the evening where we find out what to do with our kids and how to keep them entertained. Claire Healy's here from Raring to Go.
Hello.
How are you doing, Claire?
I'm all right, thank you. I want to add my suggestion.
Oh yeah,
actually.
It
took me all back. You're talking about the sling library.
Yeah.
What a fantastic idea that is. But it took me back, and this is not something for very, very young babies, but for toddlers. The toy libraries. If nobody has used, if you haven't used the toy libraries, they're at the Children's Centre I know in Harpenden, and I can't remember where the toy library is in St Albans, but it's got a website.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant for borrowing toys. If you're bored of the toys that you've got, you can borrow something for a week. It costs nothing.
Yeah.
And you've got a brand new little garage or a doll's house or something that's too big to perhaps store forever. We used to borrow slides and all sorts. If you could fit them in the car, they were fab.
Because they're
brilliant.
You just need them for a blink of an eye, isn't it? Especially like all those kind of tiny love, all those kind of small things in the first 6 months. You know, you don't want to not get them, but then they're gone.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive and you've used, you know.
To buy for a few months
and
to buy something that you don't know if your child's going to like or, you know, there are. So it just made me think of that, and I thought that was a godsend for us when my children were little. It just gave them different things to play with and allowed us to experiment with things, which was really good.
Can you tell us about some godsends for our kids now?
Would you like me to?
Yeah. Please.
Shall I do my job?
Okay. What are we going to do with them?
Well, it's quiet again. It's the end of the summer, so it's quiet again. There's a couple of things going on Saturday. There's a Darren's Buggy Dash at Gardenfield School. Now, this is organised in aid of the St Albans Bereavement Network. It's organised by one of the mums there. And it's a special day, really, where there are buggy races and you can bring your own buggies or wheelbarrows. If you haven't got a buggy, you can bring a wheelbarrow. I'm not quite sure what you put in the wheelbarrow.
How'd you get that in the car?
Well, that's you bring your estate or your walk. it's 2 till 4:30 on Saturday. They've got barbecue, they've got cakes, they've got face decorators, they've got gymboree, the monkey music, all sorts of things going on. And actually, what a great time to organise it, because there's nothing happening in September. It's not competing with summer fairs or anything like that. So I wish them lots of luck. I hope they make lots of money. I think that looks like a really good thing to do.
Absolutely.
Is it Sunday the 22nd? It is, isn't it? It's on the 22nd. Saturday 22nd, right. This is what's confusing me, because at 5 o'clock on Friday the 21st, if you're interested in acting, and I don't just mean theatre school, if you've got a child who's interested in proper acting, as in going through and doing, you know, sort of TV work and things like that and stage work, Best School of Acting is part of Best Theatre Group. They're now specialising in, or they've now introduced this School of Acting, and they've got a free trial workshop on Friday evening at 5 o'clock, which is tomorrow, isn't it? 5 o'clock. Give them a ring. I would to book in probably is the best thing. Their website is bestschoolofacting.com, and it's a new initiative. They've got a 4-week taster course which starts next week as well, and you need to book your place on this. So if that's something that's of interest to youngsters who are interested, and it's amazing the number of child actors who you look at, you know, you watch the television, there's loads of them all over the place, so you never know.
Indeed.
And the other thing I was going to say is if you haven't done the mad thing and in September and booked your child onto a club or class that you thought you might want to do, it's still not too late.
Aha, explain.
You can still, lots of them are still taking people throughout the term. You don't necessarily have to book at the beginning of term. And ask them if they are doing, if your child can go along to a free taster, because a lot of them will be very happy to show you how it runs. Offer them a free taster, invite them along, they can take part in it, see if they like it without the commitment.
And Claire, we know the summer's just over, but I've heard lots of parents are booking up the half-term activities already and I'm getting stressed about it. Are you going to be covering that for us in a couple of weeks?
We could do that a bit earlier.
Can you, please?
Half-term is quite late, isn't it? Yeah. Half-term is about the 26th of October, so yeah. It's quite late.
Well, it's
this
still
year.
Only
five weeks away. We could do it next week if you like.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea because people need to know, you know, what to book up.
There are lots and lots of things.
Kathy obviously needs to know what
activities that take two children all week, please.
This magazine, yes, please. It's a very good magazine.
It's called Autumn Edition.
Thank you.
Yes, and look out for that one because it should be coming home in book bags, and it's got loads and loads of ideas.
I've got my copy. Should people expect it in book bags?
As from now. Some people will have had it already. I've had phone calls. I've had competitions. We've got some really good competitions in there.
So they can go to your website anyway.
Yeah, they can go to the website if they haven't got the magazine yet or if they don't have a nursery that distributes them.
Okay. So raringtogo.co.uk.
That's great. Thank you very much, Claire, and thanks to all our guests this evening. It's been a very interesting show. Tune in the same time next week. We'll be here between 8 and 9 p.m. And just to announce, the winner of our book competition is Nicole Kuzman, and we'll be passing on Jessica Chivers' latest book to her. Thanks a lot. All the very best.
Neve Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neve's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit nevesolicitors.co.uk.